Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you hear a lot about concussion in the media today. You hear about long-term results, you know, and problems, complications from more than one or two concussions, about what can keep a child out of the game for good, when are they allowed to return to play. And the biggest question that I see as a parent is, how do you know? How do you know that this is what's happened? What signs do you look for? My guest is Dr. Rebecca Demarest. She's a pediatric and young adult sports medicine specialist. So, Dr. Demarest, first things first, contact sports, kids playing football, even baseball, they're running into the catcher. Concussion is scary. And so how do you recognize it? What do you look for? That's what everybody wants to know.
Sure. You know, a concussion, obviously, anytime somebody hits their head traumatically and sees stars, that's obviously the signs of a concussion. Anytime there's a big contact, whether it's with the head or another part of the body, and someone gets up and looks confused, looks dazed, goes to the wrong, you know, dugout if they're playing baseball or the wrong bench if they're playing soccer. Somebody who seems off balance, who starts squinting their eyes if it's a bright day out because the light starts to bother it, or starts to sort of cut their ears because the noise of being at the game is too much. People with concussions tend to not want to be around a lot of action. So those who are sitting on the bench, who are pulling themselves off, who are saying that they have a headache or they're feeling nauseous, those are the types of symptoms that, as a team doctor, we're really looking for when someone's coming off the sidelines and we're wondering, did that hit, you know, did they hurt their head?
Okay, so you look for these signs, you look for the nausea, and you speak to the child. What about if they say, I'm fine, they go back out? You know, I've heard that there's a buddy system you want to really enact out there for kind of keeping an eye on each other, as it were.
Right. I think that, you know, any time that, you know, if you're sitting on the sidelines and you see something that you think, wow, you know, my head would hurt after that, that's the time where you pull a kid. And you use caution, because what we've seen with the studies is that sometimes the symptoms don't immediately show up, you know, within seconds, sometimes with the younger kids, but they can over hours develop. And what we don't want to do is we don't want to put someone back in the game before they're ready to go back and if they are having signs of a concussion. So the whole phrase that we use is, when in doubt, sit them out. So if there's any question or concern, whether it's a ref, a parent, a coach, it's safer to pull them out, let them rest, and potentially, you know, follow up with a physician. If they're fine and they don't really have one, they'll be great. They'll be back in the next game. But, you know, you only get one brain. I tell all my kids, I can't do a brain transplant on you yet. So, we can, you know, we have to protect this brain.
When in doubt, sit them out. Now, what do you do if you suspect there is? Do you run right for the emergency room? Do you put an ice pack on their head? Do you, you know, lean them forward? Do you take them away, get them out of the field altogether? What is it you're supposed to do if you suspect this is the case?
So anyone who blacks out, loses consciousness, if you're running out onto the field, you know, they really just aren't with it, those are the kids who deserve to go to the emergency room. They need to be taken and further evaluated. Sometimes we need to scan the head and do a CT scan to look for signs of a bleed or a fracture. For the majority of kids with concussions, they probably don't need to go to the emergency room necessarily, but they do need to be removed from the action. One of the worst things that they can do is sit on the sidelines, on the bench, and watch the game, because they're more vulnerable to injury, because they're not aware sometimes of their surroundings. So they're the type who can get up, or they don't have that reaction timing to move if a play is coming off the side, especially with football. You know, it's dangerous potentially to keep a concussed athlete on the sidelines, and it only increases potentially their symptoms that they have. So what I typically will try to do is find the parents and have them take the child either to the emergency room if they need to go to the emergency room, or home where they can rest until they can be further evaluated by a doctor.
And what do you watch for at home? The same sorts of things, but I mean, you know, your child says, Mom, I'm tired. You know, that hurt my head, but I think I'm fine. I want to go to sleep. You know, what do you watch for?
So sleep is fine. I mean, most kids after a concussion are going to be fatigued and tired, and sleep is actually a good thing because that's what helps get their brain back on track. Someone who is excessively sleepy to the point of not waking up, that's a bigger concern, and they need to be seen, you know, emergently in the emergency room. But most kids, you know, they want to sleep. You want to keep them hydrated. You want to make sure they're eating well, and you want to decrease their, obviously, physical activity. They're not going to be playing sports or running around, goofing off, but also their cognitive activity. So making sure that they're not, you know, texting, watching TV, listening to loud music, trying to do their homework assignments, anything that's going to stimulate the brain. We really just want brain rest at this point.
You know, and I've heard that before. That's so interesting, and I hope the parents listening hear that, because then, you know, your child doesn't go home and start, you know, texting, watching videos, playing video games that already ignite little electrical charges in their brain. You know, especially even the first shooter games, those kind of things, you know. So not to let your kids do that. You want to keep them, what, as quiet as possible, let them rest, let them sleep. Make sure they're eating, staying hydrated, and just really keep them away from stimulation of sorts.
Absolutely. Another pediatrician who's involved in the AAP calls this cocoon therapy. He tells his athletes to go home and to go into their room and pretend, you know, in a cocoon until you feel better. And when you start to feel better, you emerge from the cocoon. So that sort of real focused rest and just letting that brain rest is the best thing that you can do. The kids who I see who have problems getting back from a concussion, who have prolonged symptoms, are the ones that try to do too much too soon. I can't overemphasize that rest is the only thing right now that we have that really helps people recover from concussions.
What if, you know, you've been told that the child is fine and all, but they still have a headache? Can you use Motrin, Tylenol, things, painkillers, or do you not really want to mask that headache for, you know, so that you can watch for symptoms of things that might be emergent?
So headaches are the number one symptom that we'll see with concussions, and they're the number one thing that tends to last. Someone who's having the worst headache of their life, they need to go to the emergency room. Those are the kids who need to be seen emergently. All the other kids who have headaches, what we typically recommend is in the first 48 hours to not use the class of medications called non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. So basically all of your over-the-counter pain medicines except for acetaminophen can potentially increase your risk for a bleed because they're a blood thinner. They have some blood thinning effects. So we typically will have people stay away from those over the first 48 hours, because if you do have enough of a head injury that your head is bleeding, that could increase your risk for bleeding. So initially I tell people for the first 48 hours you can take acetaminophen, and then after that, if you're still having headaches, you can use your non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. That's fine. Those tend to work a little bit better on the headaches.
But you wait your first 48 hours, you know, and maybe for sure check with your doctor, but acetaminophen is much safer in that first 48 hours, doesn't contribute to possible bleeding. You watch for these symptoms, you cocoon your child, keep them quiet and safe and out of play. When in doubt, sit it out. So have helmets, Dr. Demarest, changed? Concussion, you know, are we seeing fewer of them because of helmet quality, or not so much?
Not so much. I think that there's definitely research trending in that direction. Everybody's trying to make, you know, the football helmet that's the concussion-proof helmet. But of research that's out there, there's no helmet that in and of itself has decreased the risk of concussions. What they've done with some of the helmet technology is make it lighter so that when kids go into a tackle, it's easier for them to pick their head up. And we always want someone, when they go into a tackle, to be able to see the numbers on someone's jersey. You want to keep that head up as opposed to flexing it or bringing it down, because when you bring it down and spear someone, you potentially increase your risk for neck injuries. They've also been trying to add more padding into the areas where we think that concussions actually happen, but unfortunately there's no helmet out there that prevents a concussion. And that's important for families to know, because I think they think that because they're wearing a helmet that they're protected and there's no way that I could get a concussion, and that's unfortunately just not the case. Hopefully in 10, 15 years we will have a helmet that protects against this, but currently we don't.
So in 10 seconds, your best advice?
When in doubt, sit them out and rest for your brain. That's the best thing that you can do when you have a concussion.
And if you suspect your child has a concussion, go to your pediatrician or the emergency room. When in doubt, sit them out, cocoon them up. It's all about the health of our children. Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.